You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
It is now time for a word from the Lord from Evangelist Pat Montgomery of Calvary Baptist Church of Pacoima.
Praise the Lord, my friends, and a very blessed Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and a big God bless to all of you who have tuned in on today. Now, before we get into the word, I need you to do something for me. I need you to save the dates, June 25th, 26th, and 27th. Yes, this year, 2014, we're going to have a time of revival at McAdam Park in Palmdale, beginning on those nights at 6 p.m. nightly. Again, 25th of June, 26th, and 27th. That's a Wednesday through Friday night, beginning at 6 p.m. nightly. This is a time of revival, and you don't want to miss it, praise God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your love, your word, and your precious blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, hallelujah. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. Now, if you would, go with me in your Bibles to take a fresh look at a very old scripture. And guess what? It has not changed, praise God. Exodus 20, verse 12 says to honor your father and mother so that your days will be long on the earth, which the Lord our God gives you. Amen. So I'd like to give a special shout out again, especially to all the mothers that are listening under the sound of my voice on today. Not just today only, but every day, praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God. The Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due. So if you have a mother with you on today, or you are a mother, or even the memory of your mother, if she's passed on, we just thank God for all the mothers on today. Because how many of you know that it is God who gives us mothers? Thank you, Jesus. Now, we just have so much that I'd like to say about mothers, but we're not going to, for time's sake, have time to go into everything that we would like to cover on mothers. But I want you to take this message to heart, and I want you to remember just to do what the Bible tells you to do, and you will. My mother used to always tell me, and she still does, because I thank God she's still with me. She says, if you live right, the Lord will bless you. It doesn't mean that we always make the right choices, but just remember to always try and do the right thing, and God will bless you. Amen. Now let's take a look at this scripture just a little closer. Exodus 20:12, that says to honor your father and mother so that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. A long life the Lord promises us if we do this. Now, what we have to keep in mind is that God is sovereign. He does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. He makes decisions sometimes we do not understand. But the Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, to trust the Lord with all your heart, praise God. Lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways just acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Praise the Lord. Mothers, this message is to encourage you. And I know that there are other people out there that are in the role of a mother, and God bless you. And so this message is to encourage motherhood, if you would. The word is the word, and as long as we're standing on the promises of the Lord, the word will perform itself in your life and in your circumstances. Hallelujah. I know that by the Spirit of God. There are a lot of mothers out there that have faced heartaches, disappointments, loss of sleep, loss of finances, trying to minister and help your children. But I want you to know today, God is not slack on his promises concerning us, according to 2 Peter 3:9. If we have done what the Lord has commanded us to do, such as Proverbs 22:6, that says to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from the way. The word didn't say that they would not stray, praise God, but that they will remember Jesus is the way, regardless of what you see in their actions. Because you see, praise God, Satan, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That's why we have to pray without ceasing that the Lord has his way, not only in our children's lives, but in our lives as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just praise you, O God, for this word. And we go on to make sure that our children are taught in the word. We don't just drop them off at church. We take them to church, and we take them to Sunday school, and we take them to vacation Bible school, and we make sure that we pray with them and that they know the word and that they know who God is and that they know who Jesus is and that they know that they're being led by God's Holy Spirit, and that will empower them, praise God, to want to do the right thing. Hallelujah. This is all part of motherhood, being a mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, mothers deserve the honor because after all, with the help of the good Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you did not get here on your own. Amen. Regardless. And so we just want to continue to give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We want to trust him with all our hearts. Lean not to our own understanding. If you have not become a mother yet, praise God, and you're desiring in your heart, in your body, in your spirit to become a mother, just remember my good friend Hannah in the Word of God. In 1 Samuel, it tells us about a lady named Hannah. She was barren. She was the mother of a great man of God, Samuel, because what God did was she was a praying woman. And that's what we have to do as part of our total makeup. As women, we have to become women of prayer. And she wanted to be a mother. So she prayed. She constantly sought the Lord. And through all of this, just read 1 Samuel chapters 1 and 2 for yourselves in your spare time. And you will see the power of prayer. Not only did God give her the preacher Samuel, but he went on to give her three other sons and a couple of daughters. So we just know that God is able, according to Ephesians, he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power of God that is working within us. So do not doubt, only believe. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we want to continue in prayer in the name of Jesus. And God will certainly bless our efforts. He will hear and honor our prayer. Hallelujah. And I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. And have a wonderful, blessed day in the Lord. And remember, if you do not have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, do not be in despair today. You did not find this station by accident. In Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, the Word of God says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And Romans 10, 13 says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You could make that decision to become a child of God today and watch him work in your lives. Well, be blessed, my friends, and remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I.